This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Seattle will host the Special Olympics USA Games beginning this Saturday at Husky Stadium. The competition will draw more than 4,000 athletes and coaches to the area for nearly a week of sporting events. Softball player Al Suarez told KUOW how he came to the Games.
For many years, I thought Special Olympics was just for people with really profound disabilities. But when I joined Special Olympics, I realized it's for people of all skill levels and all different types of skill levels.
We talked with other local athletes about what these games mean to them.
I'm Marsha Barrett. I'm originally from Redmond, Washington, but currently living in Bothell, Washington. And I compete in alpine skiing, swimming, softball, bowling, and I'm an active member of athlete leadership. Growing up, my parents knew how to swim, but they weren't great swimmers, so they want my brother and I to start out in swimming, and we just fell in love with it, and I especially love competing. Swimming is one of the ultimate adrenaline rushes, a lot like skiing, but more so because it's not only an individual sport, it's also a team sport, and so practice is all about trying to better yourself and get ready for your swim meet, but in a meet, you can do individual events and especially relays. And I love relays because you're working with three other people and you have to totally be in sync with one another. And it doesn't always necessarily matter about the result. It's about working together and just doing the best you can all the time. Swimming is one of the few sports where the louder and crazier, the better, especially since we thrive under pressure. That's what we live for. It's not about winning, it's not about medals, it's not about awards. It's all about your attitude and about the journey and about just doing the best you can all the time. And what's neat is you can apply it to life itself. And my dad had this amazing saying to me, and this is when I was 7 years old. He told me, Marsha, remember this, not only in sports but in life, it's not about winning and losing, it's all about how you approach the game. And life is the ultimate game. Sports are just the venue.
I'm Devin Adelman. I'm living in Seattle, and my sport is stand-up paddleboarding. Stand-up paddling is basically like surfing, but nothing with a paddle. We normally do it at the Little Hurst Beach Club. I got involved in it last summer. My parents loved it, so they basically dragged me into it, and from that moment, I kept doing it, and I'm super excited. I'm very excited to meet new friends. Meeting new friends and also being able, this is a life-changing moment in my life, so I just love being qualified for these games. I think you should know that I'm a person first, and then athlete comes afterwards. I also do a lot of stuff with Special Olympics and with Best Buddies. I do a lot of things like outside of from sports, from Special Olympics. And I have siblings. I have an older sister with a younger brother. I'm not treated any different in my family, and I want people to know that, not to treat me differently because I have Down syndrome, and I want people to know that.
KUOW's John O'Brien recorded those interviews at our Ask a Special Olympics Athlete event. To hear more athlete interviews and learn more about KUOW's Ask a series, go to ask.kuow.org. All the Special Olympics USA Games sporting events are free and open to the public. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.